Hello, this is Anne with an item from the website Take Me Back To. The world has never witnessed changes as enormous as it has experienced in the last 100 years. So, looking back to the year 1923. Taking place in the Jazz Age or the Roaring Twenties, 1923 was a year characterised by economic prosperity and bootleggers. The world's population reached 2.02 billion. The most popular baby names were John and Mary. Sadly, while 1923 gained many new citizens, the world lost some great people. The man who discovered the X-ray, William Harding, and the designer who forever altered the Paris skyline, Gustav Eiffel. These 365 days saw the birth of Golden Girls Estelle Getty, Rocky Marciano, Charlton Heston, and the founding father of Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew. The most popular reads in that year were The Good Soldier Sviek, the Austro-Hungarian army's most loyal Czech soldier and his bumbling attempts to get to the front, and The Prophet, a collection of poetic essays. That year's Pulitzer winner was One of Ours, a novel about the making of an American soldier. The big screen saw the ascension of classics including The Hunchback of Notre Dame and the original The Ten Commandments. Rumblings of the darkness of World War II began with the formation of Mussolini's fascist militia. It saw some notable gains in medicine, contraception, computers and astronomy. In this year, insulin became widely available to treat diabetes, and the surgeons performed the first successful brain tumour operation. Edwin Hubble opened up the stars to the new horizons after he discovered the world's first Cepheid, variable star. For museum and Egyptology lovers, this year marks the time when Howard Carter cracked open the tomb of Tutankhamen. Plenty of other noteworthy things happened as well. If you love The Lion King, you have 1923 to thank for that. This year marked the founding of the Disney Brothers cartoon studio. On the global front, the founder of modern Turkey, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, served his first term as president and set his country on a new path. Time magazine also published its first issue, and shortly after that, Firestone produced its first rubber tire. 1923 certainly got the ball rolling.